All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
That's exactly what I need you to do after I read this email that we received from Arthur. He needs your advice at 321-0931. Here we go. Here is his email to us, and it begins now. Hey, Chris and Aaron, I am in a really strange relationship right now, and I could use some advice. I'm at the university right now. I'm in a study group. I like everyone in the group except for this one girl, Grace. She's the most competitive person that I've ever met. She's always putting me down, and she thinks she's so much better. We yell at each other and argue over everything. I actually think, wow, I hate her, except we've been having sex a lot. It just kind of happened one night when we were yelling at each other after a study session, and almost every night after that. To be clear, I still can't stand her, and we scream at each other all the time. But every time it happens, we just end up in bed after, or on the table, or doing something else. I'm just really, really confused. What should I do? Do you think this is a healthy to do? I just need some help. And again, that is from Arthur. Arthur has emailed us because he needs your advice. He's in a study group with some chick. They hate each other, really. He can't really stand her. Anyway, lo and behold, one night they decided to get together and do the shebang. They kind of been doing that, but again, he's very stressed out. We need to hear from you. Good morning, 931 Jams. Kevin, what do you think?
Well, you know, they always say that hate is like the opposite of love, or like it takes love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It seems like that he's actually kind of into this girl in a weird, messed up way.
Yeah, that love-hate relationship going on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think he should, I don't know, sort of keep going and see what happens.
So do you think he should continue with the study group as well as doing the things that he's been doing with her?
Well, I don't know. It seems like that's like part of the attraction.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe you don't get one without the other.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What is it? That old line, eat your cake and have it too, or something like that. So
yeah, totally.
All right, Kevin. Thanks so much, honey. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. Let's see. 931 Jams. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. So have you ever been in a situation like this where, you know, you can't stand someone and then you end up getting hooked up but you're like, I don't know what I should do. Should I continue this relationship or should I just get out?
Oh, totally. I think if it's hot and heavy, uh-huh. Why stop?
Even though you know once you're done, you're just going to start screaming at each other again.
Yeah, just join a different study group, but why stop?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, well, you could either just, you know, go to a different study group, but continue to, I don't know, maybe create a relationship with her. Maybe it's just too much, you know, like you said, it's very competitive between them two. Like maybe they're, you know, trying to up one each other on who's like smarter or who comes up with better ideas in the study group. Something
right.
Like that. Yeah. All right, honey. Well, I really appreciate you giving us a call.
Thanks.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Let's see. We've got Tristan on the phone. What do you
What's
think?
What's up, Tristan?
Hi, love. How are you? What do you think about this craziness with Arthur?
I think they need to sit back and decide what's more important, getting the job done or their love life.
Right? I mean, I don't know. If I were in a situation with, you know, someone that I was with and that's all we did was bicker back and forth, I mean, I think that would just drive me crazy. But again, you know, once you get into the bedroom, you realize that it's really passionate. It's really good. So sometimes people have a hard time cutting that.
Yeah, but that's where they got to draw the line. Yeah. That's where they need to decide, you know, let's get done what we need to get done. And then if we want to decide to continue this outside of that, you know, we do that. If not, you know, or break apart, go to a different study group, you know, and still kick it after the study group.
That's right. You know, I've never experienced a study group like that. Have you?
No.
No, I think we need to join his. All right, I appreciate you calling, Tristan. 931 Jams, good morning, Justin. What do you think?
Oh, I think he should definitely keep rolling with it. I don't think he's.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's necessarily that he can't stand it. I think that he actually really digs this chick.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's for the reasons that would constitute being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think it is strictly for the sex. And as long as that's good, why mess up a good thing?
As long as, you know, he keeps his grades up in the study group, you know,
exactly.
It ends well. I mean, maybe don't yell at each other during a study group. I mean, no one wants to hear that.
But if it leads to hot sex.
That might be the turn on, though. You know, it's the crazy hot ones that are usually the best in bed. So.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to you. You've experienced this, haven't you, Justin?
I have. And I think a lot of guys have.
Yeah.
And would agree.
What the heck, man? I never had a study group like this.
I've never been in a study group, but I'm just talking about from experience with good-looking, a little bit out there girls.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ooh, it's hot, passionate stuff. I like this.
Yeah.
All right, Justin.
Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Right, bye.
Bye. I love that. 931 Jams, good morning, Brian. What do you think?
Well, I was in a relationship like this that turned into a 5-year marriage and then a divorce, and I tell you, it's fun in the beginning, but at some point it stops being enough. You go looking for more, and there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
So if he wants to have a little fun now, you know, have at it, I think, but just don't expect it to turn into anything permanent.
Yeah, don't be putting a ring on it and having kids and then realize that, you know, that hot, passionate sex is now very boring and you have nothing else in common. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, my man. Thanks, Brian. I really appreciate you calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. There you go. Well, Arthur, I hope that helped you out. I'm pretty sure it did. And lo and behold, we know what you're doing later today.
Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
It's always a good time when we find people out there that just aren't quick enough, witty enough to get away with the crimes that they're trying to do. So that's why we share them right now. At least you're not a 27-year-old guy with a big, bushy red beard. Oh, I was thinking this was my brother, but it's not. His name is Brian Fogg. He was driving drunk in Belfast, Maine last weekend when he crashed his car into a ditch.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Seems about right.
And when the cops got there, he didn't want to take a breathalyzer. Oh, no, no, no. So what did he do? Well, he decided to punch himself in the face 3 times.
Fight the power.
This guy's good.
Love it.
He was bleeding enough that the cops didn't give him the test because they had to help him with his injuries. But unfortunately for Brian, it wasn't quite mission accomplished. He did not happen. He was still hit with operating under the influence. Plus, he got an extra charge of falsifying evidence and criminal mischief for his little punching move.
He got in trouble for punching himself in the face. Okay.
At least it was somewhat creative. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
At least you're not.
At least you are not. I'm pretty sure every set of brothers in history of the world has had an argument like this, but one of very few of you has needed a police to intervene. At least you're not two brothers in Munville, Alabama, where they were eating lunch the day after Christmas, and they got into an argument over dessert. Apparently, the older brother cut them pieces of cheesecake, which I absolutely love, one of my favorite, and the younger brother thought his piece was way too damn small. Well, they started arguing, and the older brother wound up punching his younger brother and then grabbing the butcher's knife, and he used to cut the cheesecake. The younger brother said he felt threatened, so he called the cops. A lot of punching this morning.
Yeah.
When they got there, the younger brother told them what happened and even asked the cops if they thought his portion of the cheesecake was, quote, big enough for a grown-ass man. The older brother was arrested for third-degree violence and harassment, and that's just what happens.
Just share the cheesecake evenly. It's not that hard.
It's delicious. Let's go get some.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.